Welcome to Enlightenment of Change with Connie Whitman of Whitman & Associates. Here's Connie.
Welcome to Enlightenment of Change on webtalkradio.com. I'm your host, Connie Whitman. You know that we're happy that you're joining us. So as you listen to the show, I really, really hope you feel my passion that change, I get it. It can be super hard, especially if the change is thrust upon you and you're not choosing it. But to help you on your journey of change and navigating with a smidge more ease, I have a free gift for you. If you go in the show notes, you'll see my free communication style assessment. It gives you two reports, which are pretty powerful. The one is your natural superpowers on how you are showing up. More importantly, how you're being received by those that you speak with. Flip side, you also receive your lowest score, which is typically your blind spot. For me, I think that is even more impactful, understanding the people that communicate opposite of us. How can we flex and lean into that? And you will get a report that will spotlight some ideas to help you with that. So again, go to the show notes and you will see my free communication style assessment, my gift to you. Now, my motivational quote today is by Michael LeGrand. And Michael says, "The more I live, the more I learn. The more I learn, the more I realize, the less I know." Now, as soon as I saw this quote, I cracked up because I knew it was such the right quote for the show today. Now, recently, it's just ironic because I've had several conversations with family, friends, colleagues about, as each year passes, right, as I age, I am seeing how much I don't know. And I'm actually realizing how much information is out there. And probably more importantly, how to remain relevant by navigating all of this information and change that's happening around us. And the only way to stay relevant is to be continually learning, and it really never ends. So one of my favorite quotes is learn, unlearn, learn, unlearn. We're constantly unlearning to relearn. Now, this is stimulating and exciting for me because I am truly a lifelong learner with an inquisitive mind and inquisitive nature. And I'm always interested in understanding how things work and why people think the way they do. Because humans, we're really kind of fascinating creatures. So today I have a very good friend and amazing guest, Marta Carey. Now, Marta started her banking career in 1990 as a teller. And of course, she worked her way up to employment officer, overseeing bank-wide training and hiring. And then in 1994, Marta began volunteering for her local Center for Financial Training chapter. It's the education arm for banks and credit unions. And she started teaching and serving on the board. And then in 2004, she actually joined the CFT team as their distance learning manager and then was promoted to president and CEO in 2020. Tremendous career. Now, while the president position keeps her busy, she continues to teach because she has a love for that. So please help me welcome my wonderful friend, Marta, to the show. So, Marta, thanks for taking the time and coming on and chatting with me.
Thank you, Connie. It's always a pleasure.
Yes.
I'm really happy that you asked me to join you. And my staff, when I went through some of the questions with them, they had some incredible feedback and some great input. So it was great to get their feedback as far as how education is important to them and things that we do at CFT to help make them feel valued.
And you know, I've worked with Marta and her team, and they're actually putting my programs on the CFT platform because they see the value I bring to the table and I see the value of the offers that they have out there. So we're going to talk a lot about the importance of education. But I do want to comment, Marta, working with your team for me has been a true privilege because they're amazing, they're smart, they're fun. And you as their leader, and this is another piece of the puzzle, right? As a CEO of an organization, we as leaders, we have to lead through our people. Otherwise, CFT isn't going to keep growing, right? The organization itself won't grow. So we're as good as our people. And you really do have an amazing team. So I'm giggling because, of course, you reached out to them to say, "Hey, I'm on the show. What do you think? What are some of the questions?" That empowerment, I think, is really critical, Marta. And those are the little things that add up to big as a leader, I believe, for empowering our teams, right?
Absolutely. I mean, I say that all the time to my staff that I can't do this job without them. It doesn't matter whether they're entry level or assistant vice president. I can't do it all by myself.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. And you guys do a lot. So you really do need the crew to be on board and efficient in their roles and their zones of genius. So let's start, because I always find it fascinating to hear my guests. Like, how did you start your career other than the bio, right? Why education? Like, what was the draw for you?
It happened by accident, which I think a lot of us can say about our careers. Banking certainly wasn't my first choice. I had a friend who was working at the bank and she asked me if I would consider joining. I did back then. There were 4 branches. And so there wasn't a formal training program. I came in and trained with 3 different people over 2 weeks. Now, Connie, you know how I am. So I just went, after 2 weeks, I just went, I'm just going to do this myself and hope for the best. Of course, banking was a lot different back then.
That's true.
I wouldn't advise that now. but that led to me thinking that, I didn't have any problem joining the bank or grasping the concepts, but that led me to think that there are other employees coming on after me that will be great employees, but they might need more time and something more structured. So I volunteered to train all of the new tellers that came in. And then the role just grew from there. So one of the things that I say to my children, my 4 children, is don't be afraid to jump in and do what someone else isn't. And that really started my career. The human resource manager then took notice of me and it became an official position. And then it grew from there. And then she actually encouraged me to join CFT's board. So I did that almost 30 years ago now in 1994. So I joined her. I joined the board, and it was just that took my love of education even further. And I'm so fortunate that this then turned into a career.
Remarkable. Here's the thing. Just a couple of things. I want to unpack a little bit of what you just said. It's almost by accident, right? Because there was a missing piece. You saw it with clarity. You loved teaching, right? It was an innate skill for you. But I think sometimes we don't realize it until later. Now you look back and you think, oh yeah, it was kind of intuitive for me and it made sense and I enjoyed it. So why not do it? It wasn't like it was work. Like they want me to do that now. No one asked you to do it. It was just this passion that you had kind of bubbling up inside. And I think that most of us that have found our way or our career and how, where we are now looking back, like all those pieces of the puzzle had to happen for you to realize that you had the capacity to teach someone and you liked it. Like what a great combination. And right. I think that's such a good lesson that your 4 kids saying to them, don't be afraid to jump in and do something if you see a missing piece. And here's the other thing. And I know I say this to my kids, like you say to yours, don't look to say, I want to get paid for that. Look to say, I'm growing my resume. I'm growing my skill. And if it turns into something and I'm not appreciated, well, then it's an opportunity to look elsewhere. But it's also an opportunity that the organization you're in, like in your experience, say, this is wonderful. Can you do it all the time now? And create these positions. Right. We create our own luck. We don't realize it. So I think that is such great advice for our young listeners. If you see a gap where you are and you think, oh, I could do that, do it and enjoy it. And again, you're seen then as thinking outside the box and not just doing what you're told. You're seen as a leader. And then, you know, more comes to you, more opportunities come to you. So we do create our own luck. And that's what I heard you say through your career, which is just, you know, then they asked you to be on the Center for Financial Training board, right? That didn't happen by accident. And then now you're the CEO of the organization. Doesn't happen by accident. So I love that. Great story. Let's talk about, first, I want to talk about your employees. When they reach out, the element of teamwork, we kind of started with this, right? So you have this great team dynamic. What is when you talk to your team, what is the favorite thing about being part of your team? Do they have like a, is there a key component that you keep hearing over and over again? You know what I mean?
Yes. That we're flexible and that they feel valued, that they feel supported. I think in today's workforce, you need to really be flexible with your people. if they need time off to take care of a sick parent, and I know not all organizations have the same flexibility that we do, but try to accommodate those good employees so you don't lose them.
Yeah, it matters. The other thing with your team that they talk all the time, right?
They do. It's more like a family here. It's such a, I say this all the time when, you know, I'm talking with friends or family and they say, you never complain about your job. And I say, why would I? I have the three best women working for me. We have a great thing going. Sure, there's stress. Sometimes we're stressed, as anyone is, but when you have that true teamwork, it helps alleviate the stress off of the one team member that may be feeling that way that day.
Yeah. And you have a new employee, Ashley, who's just she's a rock star right out of the gate. But they're all like so supportive and not threatened. And she's eager to learn and jump in and support. You have to create that type of team dynamic, I think, right out of the gate, especially when you have a new employee. And she's a younger employee, so she's just real smart and real eager to learn. Again, the other it's interesting. The other observation, Mart, I have is your education for the financial service industry, right? Whatever that job is. And again, I have a lot of listeners who are in the financial service industry. But your team are lifelong learners, as well as understanding the whole point of education. And they all grew up in the financial. Well, they didn't all grow up in the financial service industry, but their zones of genius are so important to what you're building. Right. So do you think for CFT, for your organization, that them being a lifelong learner is almost mandatory? Or do you think it just happened by accident? Do you know what I mean?
A little bit of both. So it is mandatory because we have to keep up with the banking industry as well as other industries. So we're the entire financial services industry. So
That's
we
right.
even have some accounting firms, yep. even though those aren't financial services, but they are in some respect. We have companies like accounting firms. We have data processing centers that use us. That need to understand more about banking. So we have a wide range of customers.
You do. And we'll talk about, I think you have well over 2,000 programs. So talk to me about, number one, the variety of courses, right? And how it's grown to over 2,000 programs. So talk to me about that. And are you growing all the time, right? Or are you always adding new things?
All the time. I mean, your programs are a great example of that. You know, you and I had met at the Bank Trainers Conference. We had known each other, but met in person there. And then our relationship really started then. So we're always looking for those new partnerships. One of the most valuable things that we have at CFT is our email list. And we also are very active on social media. So we get most of our registrations either through social media or our email list. And also our customers that come to us over and over. We have several banks that require certain classes to be taken in order to receive a promotion. So they know that they have to take that class through us in order to get that recognition.
So it's all about relationships. So
again, it is. So we have a lot of our core courses and things that we offer on our own. We have 22 college credit courses, plus a host of other courses. We have our schools. We have our Bank Trainers Conference. But then we have a bunch of relationships like yours, where we offer your programs and we'll market them and make sure that we promote them as well as we can.
And it is about building relationships. You said a couple of things there, right? You know, I'm all about building the relationship. So you and I met.
Absolutely.
And we were like, we knew each other. We were in each other's orbit, but just never really had a conversation. And then seeing each other live, it was right. Fast friendship. And then we're like, we get back, we need to talk. Mm-hmm. And then we followed up with each other, right? Had a Zoom meeting, brought your team in and the rest is history. Right now we're working together. You're promoting my programs. It's beautiful. It's just, you vetted me though. See, that's the other thing. There was an element of trust because you knew I wouldn't not show up for what we were offering. And your people actually came through my
Absolutely.
Program, which was so cool to have them and get to know them
they
personally.
They are still talk. they're still talking about that program and still putting things into place, especially as Emily is growing in her new role as Ashley's taking over her tasks, because Ashley's only been with us for 2.5 months, although it feels like a long time.
Yeah.
Feels like she's always been here. But it's helped Renee coming up with new ideas, which Renee is always fantastic about, but it's helped Emily to get her where I need her to be so that we can keep moving forward.
Yeah. And the
so
business
thank
development.
You for that.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. It was like my favorite thing to do on a Monday afternoon, you know, working with you guys. But it's important because Emily is young and she has to do the business development. You want her to show up with an authoritative, not bossy, but have that level of confidence. And I think the program gave her that and the structure for it so that, you know, again, but you
absolutely.
Here's the thing. And I think this is important for everybody listening too. We have to vet people out so that if we're being represented by someone else, it's your reputation on the line. And we always want to make sure we're bringing forth the best of the best of the best. Right. So I think that's important. The other thing I wanted to talk about is we had some bankers and a credit union person in the class with us. It wasn't just CFT. And one, the credit union, you were friends with her. She's worked with you. Her organization has used you for years, decades. And during one of the conversations, I think I had mentioned something like, does CFT offer, right? Because I'm still getting to learn who you are. I said, do you strategize before budgets go in so that we could talk about what education is needed for these different organizations and the stakeholders within? And you were like, yeah, of course we do. And Nora happened to be one of the employees from the credit union. And she goes, you do? Now, she's known you for decades. So this is another piece of the puzzle. I think we think everybody knows what we do. And then you get into these conversations, which to me, sales is all about conversations. And it was a missing piece. And I know that you scheduled some meetings during the summer so that you could strategize and talk about, well, what should be the strategy of education for? And you're able to customize that for the organization. So talk to me about the importance that you think customizing for each organization so that they can partner with you and build their curriculum so that new hires coming in, bam, it's already set, like locked and loaded, right? Yep. So why has that become important for CFT?
We help the financial services industry develop employee development plans, or sometimes they call them career pathing, so that when they have a new teller comes on board, and they already knew that they would go through orientation, they would go through their 2-week, 3-week teller training program, but there's so much more once they're done with that as mm-hmm. far as building their skills. They need to understand how the banking industry works as a whole. So for the most part, principles of banking is required. And then it goes from there, and we've tailored it per position. So if someone wants to go from a teller to a branch manager, well, here's the skills that we want you to have. So then CFT goes out and finds that curriculum for the banks or the credit unions to use. And then it then becomes part of the employee's performance evaluation. And not in a way to punish those folks who don't want to continue on with their career, because we all know those entry-level positions, sometimes you do need those folks who show up every day. They do a great job. That's all they want to do, and they want to go home. So you don't want to punish those folks, but you want to reward the ones that are showing the initiative. So they're taking these classes and having that discussion with their manager, whether it's just at review time, or some of the credit unions and banks have taken it a step further where they need to meet quarterly with those employees that are showing an interest in developing and growing.
What do you
and
think?
And that part is often missing in the employee performance evaluation, where the manager is saying, you did really good with this. You could improve on this part you're having a really tough time with, rather than discussing how they can grow in the position. And of course you need to address all of those things, but those should also be ongoing throughout the year and not a surprise in an evaluation.
Well, don't you also think if they're having those career pathing and, you know, every organization doesn't have a huge, robust training and development department. It's cost prohibitive. So you become that additional resource. But if they can have those conversations of career pathing and then finding the resource, right, and tap into CFT, what do you think that does for retention or employee empowerment? Like, what's the feedback you're getting from those leaders that use you?
I can tell you that three of our top banks that use us are not having the employee retention issues that other banks are.
Interesting.
They're doing a great job. Of course, they still need to fill those entry-level positions, but they're doing a great job promoting from within. And in the financial services industry, it's hard to just bring someone in as a branch manager, even though they might have been a manager in another industry, because it's so specialized. So you definitely want to develop those people from the ground up.
For sure. And talk about, you know, it's not just entry level, because I really want everybody to understand the robustness of what you offer. So like insurance folks, can any financial industry position that you have, trust me, with 2000 programs that you have available, they'll find something that's needed for that advancement. And it's also very cost effective, which your pricing kind of blows me away sometimes when I see some of the pricing for stuff.
We're not for profit. So our courses are priced at our cost,
which is remarkable. So give some examples of, like, you have the lending school, commercial lending school. You have, presentation skills. You have mindset. You, like, talk about some of the depth of, every time I get the emails from you, I'm like, no way, they offer that too. Like, I am taken back, Marta. Like, are they missing any? Well, you were missing the good sales stuff. Let me just say that. I'm teasing.
We definitely are. We're working on that.
You're so cute. But talk to me about the robustness of truly what you offer. Give some examples.
Well, we have the Bank Trainers Conference, which is the only conference like it, that we're now, it's our 10th anniversary. It's actually 11, but we had to skip a year for COVID. So it's our 10th conference this year in New Orleans in October. That is one of the, again, it's one of the only, well, it is the only training conference that is specifically for the financial services industry. So banks, credit unions, it's the only one of its kind. And the event has just kept growing and growing. And you were there in this past year. The energy there is incredible, because it's all the same people doing the same things. So they have that connection. They share ideas. So we have that. We have a commercial lending school. We have a new fair lending school. And these are all done through webinar. The fair lending school is three two-hour sessions, so it's 6 hours total. You can take one, two, or three modules. So there's a bunch of schools like that. Then there's, like I mentioned already, our college credit courses. So they carry credit through the American Council on Education, meaning that someone can take those courses through CFT, and they should be able to transfer them to any college or university. And when you're looking at $760 right now for a 3-credit course, if the banks are looking to maximize their tuition reimbursement budget, if they are, let's say it's $5,000 for the year, someone can take almost 7 courses through us.
That's huge.
Where at a college or a university, they might get 2.5.
Yeah. So you could fast forward the students' employees' education. You could fast forward that they could then afford to take more courses, especially if they're doing it part time, and then they're getting reimbursed. It's a win-win for everybody, which is just a wonderful thing. By offering all these things and your organizations that you work with, and the robustness of your program, right? This customized, that you can meet with the leaders and create these customized solution. What's the feedback about the feeling from the employees, right? Because there's a lot going on right now where employees are just leaving quietly and not even saying why. They're just kind of exiting from the job. So what's some of the feedback where you've worked really closely with these organizations, create the strategic plan, them implement it, offer more robust continuing ed, or paying, you know, the college credits, right, where the student could take more. What's the feedback been like from the employees and the organizations as a whole with that kind of platform that you've created?
Well, I mean, like I mentioned earlier, our top three banks are not seeing the turnover that their peers are. They're investing that money. One of our banks, when COVID hit, and of course, I think this is industry across the nation, training is usually the first to go in your budget.
Yeah.
This bank decided if everybody's going to stay home, we're going to enroll them in courses. So they were able, they did the exact opposite, and their employees came back to work for the most part.
So the retention was exponential because they dug in instead of abandoning. It sounds counterintuitive, doesn't it? And it's so funny because budgets are budgets. Look, I get they're real, but I laugh like we're entering a recession and everybody is like, we can't spend money. But at what point is spending money for growth, meaning you could generate revenue from that? It's not a cost. It becomes a revenue stream for the financial institution. And yet we say, no, we can't spend money on that. It's counterintuitive, right? We're shooting ourselves in the foot instead of saying, well, wait a minute. If we spend $10 and can make $1,000, I'll spend $10 every day to earn that grand, right? On the back end.
Yeah.
So talk about the, tell everybody how you offer these programs. Cause again, it's not always live. It's not always Zoom. It's webinar. So talk about that and why you've created that, these many platforms for folks to jump in where they are, right? It's not about, oh, this is the way we offer it. Take it or leave it. You don't do that. You almost create, well, okay, we could do it this way then to help with your organization. So talk about the different ways you deliver the curriculum.
So the college credit courses, the students can take either in the online format where they don't have to be online at a specific day or time. We did try that once upon a time. The problem is we have folks in New England, we have folks in California, so you can't really coordinate. You know, 8 o'clock at night probably won't work for someone here, and someone in, on the West Coast would be getting out at 5. So it, we did try that again. It didn't work out so well. So what we do is the students go on, they log in, and they have a week to complete their assignment. So they can do it at any time during that week. So it provides that flexibility, again, that employees are looking for, and so are students. And then there's the self-study format where it's a series of two quizzes and two exams, and they have, for a 3-credit, they have 4 months to complete it. We have some superstars who will complete a 3-credit course in a week because they'll take vacation, and that's all they do.
It's great.
Yeah. Well, so there's, and then we have webinars, we have self-paced online courses. Like I said, the schools, the bank trainers conference. And again, we're always looking for new ideas and asking our customers what they want. Thanks to your program.
And well, it's funny. Yeah. It's funny because, and Renee, after we ran my 9-week program, right, I did it with you. And again, a couple of organizations were in there. And then the feedback that Renee and I spoke, because she's the one who handles the marketing calendar. And she said, Con, I feel like the 9-week is a big commitment. And so you get a video of the curriculum, right? And then I coach live coaching every week. And it was on a Monday. And she said, Monday's hard for financial, the financial industry. Can we do it on a Tuesday and maybe do 3 3-hour sessions? And I said, yeah, here's the thing. And this is why I think working with an organization, for me personally, working with an organization like you is we have to strategize on, because it's not about me and it's not about you. It's about the student. And we want them to, number one, walk away learning, certainly, but it shouldn't be a painful process of, oh, I have to fit this in. And it becomes stress versus excitement to learn. So I said to her, yeah, the curriculum is created. How I deliver it is easy peasy. That's the easy part of it. So that ability to customize depending on what the student's needs are, because you do have the platform, webinar, online, self-study, you know, that 3 hour, three times in the month, to get that live coaching or those live meetings, depending on the complexity of the topic, right? Sometimes we do need to do things live and get that coaching live, like I did with you guys, right? Mm-hmm. There's a value in that. But that strategizing, I think, helps everybody, and that you guys are open to it. It really blew me away. And that Renee approached me and said, I have an idea. What do you think? I was moved because she felt the value of my program was so good, and that if we can make it better for the students, she knew I'd be on board. But she really thought about that strategic positioning, which is helpful. So I think listening, and this is you and I think that at the core, our values are, we have to listen to that feedback because we're not perfect. And then what can we, I mean, sometimes you can't, but can we adjust and offer something that's just going to work even better for the organization, the employee, right? The student in this case, and that career pathing. I feel like you guys are this one-stop shop. Does that make sense?
Yes. At one point, someone was trying to coin us your one-stop superstore or something like that. And I said, I actually nixed that idea because I said, that makes us sound too big, like we're not willing to dig in and help.
Yes. And you're the opposite. It was funny. And we're out of time, but this was my funniest experience when Nora, who's known you personally, not only through CFT and her credit union, Freedom Credit Union, right? She's out of Connecticut. Shout out to my Nora.
They're based in Springfield, Massachusetts.
Okay. So when she said, wait, you do that? And I thought to myself, see, we think everybody knows what we do, and we could be the best hidden secret. And that could be such an important conversation to have with her to strategize. Well, what is the bank doing over the credit union? In this case, what's the credit union doing over the next year? Hey, did you know we have this curriculum? Or, you know what? Connie knows somebody that we can bring in because we're networking together and leveraging each other, right? So it's all about communication. It's all about building relationships. I feel like I preach this, you know, through the different shows, but you are living, breathing it within the CFT organization. But more importantly, with your relationships with people within the financial service industry. And what's your list? What do you have, 30,000 or something on the list? Like, you have a pretty big email list.
Oh, the email list? I'm not even sure how many are on there now.
Yeah,
because people sign up. It is huge. Yes.
And again,
that's one of our most valuable resources.
Because you could get feedback. And right, we talked about setting up maybe some strategic conversations quarterly where we can ask people who have been through the curriculum and people who see the value, or people that maybe did a one and done and didn't come back, to bring them in so that we can strategize. What did we miss? How can we make it better? What did you like? Can we amp that up? Because, you know, we have to self-assess and we need feedback, because if something's working, we want to duplicate that. If something's not working, why? And can we change it? Do we have the power to change it and make it better? Right? It's all about providing resources and helping, coming from this place of service. And I know you agree with that kind of mantra, right? Again, our values are perfectly aligned. You, your team, CFT, and my Changing the Sales Game. I think multi-dimensionally, we're strategically connected from a values perspective. I think we think the same philosophically in what we deliver to our clients. So I think that's important. Everyone, especially the folks listening that are in the financial service industry in some capacity, please check out CFT. I'll put it in the show notes, but it's cftnow.org. And if you have a question specific for Marta, maybe where you want to strategize, you have an employee that you think, oh, I don't want to lose this employee. How can I give back to them and make them grow in their career, right? And kind of mentor and lead them. Reach out to Marta directly. And it's marta@cfteducation.org. She's brilliant. She's been around. And I don't mean that in a bad way. He's been in this industry like myself for a long time. We get it, and we really are here to serve. So have the conversation. But check out the website. They've got, listen to me, like you have mindset, you have is some soft skills in there too, right? It's not just about banking, you know, or financial stuff.
Well, and that's the other thing too, is anyone outside of the financial services industry, we have a huge training network. So even if it's not something that you think we offer, we are more than happy to make referrals to our partners, such as Connie or any of our other partners. Renee is the best about this. She will go and find whatever it is. Yeah. And she said, because next time I also want them to think about us.
Absolutely. It's all about planting the seeds, building those relationships, becoming a viable and relevant resource. This goes back to my introduction. If we do not remain relevant as business owners, right, as educators in this case, we lose the game, right? And we have to play that long game of, even if I can't, how can I refer you? And I said that to you, right, Marta? I said, you know, if you think of a topic right. That's missing, run it by me. I vet people out in my network all the time. I'm happy to share, right? It's all about the rising tide, right? Our ships can rise together. And oh, by the way, have a heck of a lot more fun together than doing it on our own or trying to do it on our own. It's crazy. So yeah, I love you guys. You know that I am so honored and privileged to be part.
Well, thank you.
I'm part of your team now. You know, you've adopted me.
I know. The paperwork is signed.
Poor Marta. She's stuck with me.
Thank you for everything you've done for us.
Oh, I truly, truly love you guys. And it was a lot of fun. So thank you for allowing me to work with you. Guys, reach out to Marta again. I'll put all that intel in the show notes. Have the conversation. You never know what magic will evolve from that. Marta, truly, thank you again. I love hanging out with you. So thanks for being on.
Thank you.
Just sharing what you're doing out there. It's important. This is important stuff.
Yeah. I hope that we have some people who reach out. I'd be happy to help.
I love it. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And I hope you will join me weekly as we question, build, and discover together. No matter what change you're facing, my guests like Marta and myself, we truly are here to serve. Leverage us, leverage our networks. You know, Marta knows a lot of people like I do. And together, we really can create magic out there. My ending, Marta, everybody hears this every week. They're like, Connie, we know, but I'm going to say it anyway. Information, listening to our conversation today is beautiful. I love that you tune in. If you do nothing with this information, if you don't check out the CFT platform, trust me, magic is never going to happen. It's with action that we create reaction. And that's where we create change in our life, in our organizations, and with our employees as well. So Marta, thank you again. And thank you all for joining me.
Thank you, Connie.
Always, always my pleasure. You've been listening to Enlightenment of Change with me, your host, Connie Whitman, on webtalkradio.com. I truly wish you an inspired week and know that I am honored to have you on this journey of change with me. And I hope you will tune in next week. I love you all. Have a great one, everybody. Thanks a million.
Thank you.